Roger, this is NHGYK. Please stand by for the call-up of the Wayne County Skywarn Net. This is NHGYK, NCS for the Wayne County Skywarn Net. The National Weather Service has issued a weather bulletin. We have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 3 p.m. with more information to follow. We will now begin the roll call of stations for the net. This is NHGYK. We will now proceed with the roll call for the Skywarn Net. Stations Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please call.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Hotel Romeo, 15 Mike and Inkster. My name is Tim.
Okay, Joe. Any more check-ins for the Wayne County Skywarn? We are presently in condition green. We're taking check-ins. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch until 3 p.m. in the state. This is NHGYK.
This is November 8 uniform.
Mike, you want to come back with your call? You're awful noisy. I'm going to try to either increase your power or move. November 8, uniform, question mark.
Is this better, Bill?
Perfect.
November 8, uniform, Lima uniform. Jerry, 16, Mike, Dearborn.
Okay, Jerry. Thank you.
Watch remains in effect for all Southeast Michigan, and again, it'll list all of the counties. 1044 weather radar detected a few isolated showers over St. Clair County. No thunderstorms were detected in Southeast Lower Michigan at this time. However, a line of thunderstorms was indicated over Central Lower Michigan extending from 20 miles west of Flint to Fort Wayne, Indiana. These storms were moving north-northeast around 40 miles an hour, and will extend from Flint to Fowlerville and south through Jackson, Michigan to the Ohio border by 11:30. Can produce winds in excess of 58 miles an hour, large hail and dangerous lightning.
So the latest weather statement is of 1048. This is NHGYK standing by. What it is, Joe?
I think the 220-16 is PL is on, and I don't think this link has the PL.
November, Livonia, shortly. I just
just wag in her and the daughter shuts off the radio because she's got it on, and if she don't want to listen to the net, she can shut her off.
Okay, Fred. Very good. Thank you for checking in. Any other check-ins for the Wayne County Skywarn net? This is NHUIK net control for Wayne County Skywarn. We are currently in condition green. Condition green, spotters report any and all storm effects at the discretion and instructions of the NCS, such as gust front arrivals, approaching thunderstorms, heavy rains, flooding, and so on. This is NHUIK. Once again, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch until 3 p.m. And we will be taking any check-ins at this time under condition green. Once again, condition greens will take any reports of gust front arrivals or the approaching thunderstorm or heavy rain, hail, or any other type of abnormalities that may occur at this time. This is NHUIK standing by.
I'm not hearing you on that one.
NHUIK 220. Let me see. Nope, it's not working, Mark. I can transmit out, but it's not receiving.
May I try again?
Yes, go ahead.
Canada Navy.
Maybe next time,
NAQGC. NALPY, go.
Yes, sir. You can check me in coordinates unknown, mobile, northbound Middle Belt, Michigan.
Okay, we copy in at LPY. Standby when. KC8HR, NHUYK. Take the net for a while?
No problem. KC8HR, be right up. I'm out of the net, but I can go right back. KC8HR.
Okay, very good. And I don't know if we can go through. It's a short list here, so I can give you the check-ins and then
ADF.
Say again your call, but slower, please. Send HUYK net control.
About that. NADFP, this is Fred. I'm not sure on that location. I'll be at the Ford transmission plant. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think we have a crossband hookup on 220. We normally do at night. So I'm not sure if Ron has it hooked up or not. So I will know when I get into the shop. But I think it's 13 Lima. I'm not sure where the shop. It's Livonia. Or not Stark, but Levan and Plymouth Road area.
13 Kilo.
Twain, okay, 13 kilos where I'll be.
Okay, good enough. Thanks, Wayne. NHUYK standing by.
I'm back, Bill, KC8HR.
Ooh, good signal. Okay, Timmy, do you want to run through the roll call real quick?
Fire off.
Okay, calls are as follows. N8JCT, John. N8QGC, John. K8MVZ, Art. KB8QXA, Brian. Standby.
Storm system that's moving into the area will just be coming into the northern, northwestern corner of Livingston. And about to enter also Lenawee. Washtenaw is not quite there yet, but it's a very strong line from Saginaw all the way down almost to Fort Wayne with level 4s and 5s.
Send HUYK. Where'd we leave off at, Mark? Yeah, at Timmy?
I've got KBAQXA, but I don't have his name.
Okay, that's Brian, KBAQXA. Next is N8XNN, Van. N8NAV, Mark. K3UWO, Bob. KB8Q, Charlie Mike, Quebec Charlie Mike, Dave. KB8 Hotel Golf Lima, Joe. November 8, Uniform, Lima Uniform, Jerry. November 8, Echo, Foxtrot, Papa, Fred. November 8, Tango, Alpha, Victor, Don. And of course, N8LPY Mobile.
Okay, I got hung up at K3UWO. I'm not doing shorthand over here, Bill. Slow down a bit. Aye, aye.
Oh, roger that. I'm sorry. Okay. Continuing after UWO, all after. KB8, Quebec, Charlie, Mike, Dave, Kilo, Bravo, 8, Hotel, Golf, Lima, Joe, November, 8, Uniform, Lima, Uniform, Jerry, November, 8, Echo, Foxtrot, Papa, Fred, November 8, Tango, Alpha, Victor, Don, N8LPY, Mobile. He's around Middle Belt Road somewhere.
Copy them all. Thank you very much, sir. And this is KC8HR, Net Control Station, for Skywarn, and thank you very much, Bill.
Okay, and thank you, Tim. This is NHGYK relinquishing net control to Tim, KC8HR. And we are still in condition green, Tim.
Okay, station ending Kilo Foxtrot. I didn't get all the suffix, KPH Charlie Foxtrot. Yeah, you dropped out a couple of times.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Charlie Foxtrot Delta, Kilo 13, Dick and Plymouth.
This is the NHHYP repeater system in Romulus, Michigan.
Okay, very good. KB8CSD, thank you very much. Anybody else?
This is November 8, Sierra Foxtrot Victor, Bill, 14 November.
Thank you, Bill. Anybody else?
November 8, Uniform Lima Zulu. My name is Brian. I'm currently mobile in Western Wayne County, and I'll be en route to 15 Oscar.
Okay, NAULZ, thank you very much. Mary? Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Tim, when I checked in, I forgot to give you the city I'm in. I'm in southwest Detroit.
Okay, Mark. Well, we kind of know where you're at. Hi. Thanks very much, though.
All right, back to that NAV.
And this is KC8HR, Wayne County Skywarn. Okay, well, that's too bad. It's a little difficult to explain over the radio. You kind of have to see one or see a picture of one. But it is a low-lying cloud. It's visibly lower than the rest of the cloud deck in the sky. It's generally at the end of a thunderstorm, towards the back of a thunderstorm caused by a downdraft. And that's that the current theory is that wall cloud is what breeds tornadoes. Much of the time, not all of the time. But like I say, it's kind of hard to describe over the radio or verbally. Pictures work better. See if you can, if at all possible, try and get to a Skywarn training. They're really neat. Lots of fun to watch.
NHGYK.
Bill?
Next month, on Friday the 13th, we'll have a Skywarn training at the Edison Amateur Radio Club.
This is Mark.
They have an excellent pictures of what wall clouds look like. You kind of got to see one, either like on a film or in a picture to understand what it is. It's difficult to describe. Thanks very much, and this is KCHR Net Control for Wayne County Skywarn.
N8HAT.
That's N8HHE.
Hotel Alpha Tango, sir. Just a quick question. Heard a gentleman mention about the class on the 13th of next month. Would anyone know by chance if that's an evening class?
Yes, sir. I believe it will be. It will be at the Edison Amateur Radio Association's club. At their monthly meeting.
Very good, sir. Keep my ears open on the net for details. And appreciate it. N8HAT.
Real good. Can I have your name and location for the log, please?
Yes, sir. The name is Phil, up in Clinton Township. Just happened to be listening on the way home. And had some people ask me about if there are any more classes available. But I try and get whatever information I could from you.
Check in.
Go.
This is November 8, Quebec, Lima, Sierra, Mobile, in Dearborn, but heading towards...
Hang on, the other check-in. NAQ, I lost you. Kind of disappeared on me. Where'd you go?
Okay, do I got it?
You got it.
Okay. Hey, QLS Mobile, Dearborn, but heading towards 16 November, Lincoln Park. Name is Eric.
Okay, Eric, thank you. And other station, go.
Okay, this is Mike, KB8BIT. I'm at 14, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. This is KC8HR, net control station for Wayne County Skywarn. Sorry, old man, you're not into the system at all. You're very, very marginal. If you could increase your power or get a different antenna or try another location and give it another shot. This is KC8HR, Net Control Station, Wayne County, Skywarn.
November 8, uniform, back. Check it.
NAUUQ, go ahead.
Okay, I'm out in... there's lightning every 3 or 4 seconds, fairly dense fog.
Within the next half hour to 1 hour.
KC8HR.
NA2YK.
What's happening, Bill?
H1, can you repeat our system?
Nothing much, Mark. Everything is status quo. That one little storm kind of filtered out, but they're looking at something in one of the areas that just popped up. I can get some more information here in a minute.
Okay, and this is Tim. I'm the other guy. Hi, KC8HR.
I keep calling you Mark for some reason. Okay, Tim, I'm sorry.
That's okay, KC8HR.
Hey, you're the other good-looking guy. Yeah,
Nate, NAV. Go ahead, Mark. Tim, if Bill calls you, Mark, one more time, just go. Next time you see him, just tap him on the top of the head. Maybe that'll wake him up. And I've got just the thing to do it. I got a big old stick in the trunk of my car. Hi. Does he call you, Tim?
No. He calls me, Joe once in a while.
Oh, okay. Well, people tend to get as confused. I've had people ask me if I were you several times at swaps. Or they'll say, I saw you at the swap. And I said, I wasn't there. That must have been, you. Hi.
Roger. Okay, Tim, I'll turn it back to Ned, and I'm going to go back over on 440. NAV, we're clear.
Okay, thank you very much, Mark. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, this is NA2YK. The only thing we've got going right now is the radar picked some spikes and some things up in the Manchester area, and according to spotters and associated people out that way, the only thing they have is some thunder and lightning at this time, nothing intense. So that's about it for right now, Mark. Yeah. Okay, Joe. Pete, what was your name again? That's it, Tim. That's all there is. I promise I will quit calling you Mark. Maybe I should call Mark Tim. Or whatever. But that's it. No more, no less. And that's all we got to report. Nothing shaking in that area as yet.
Okay, very good, Bill. Thanks for the report. And no problem on the name confusion. Mark and I were just talking about that. I asked him if he ever called you. If you ever called him, Tim. Hi. I know how it is. Us Chinese all look alike. KC8HR.
They just put Flint under a severe thunderstorm warning, and it says the storms may contain hail up to a half inch.
Well, that's a good. It's Flint's about 70 miles from here, so I won't hold my breath. This is KC8HR. Make light of a situation up there. But I'm just glad it's not here. I don't like it when it does this sort of thing at night. I don't mind it so much during the day, but thunderstorms at night upset me. KC8HR, net control station for Wayne County Skywarn.
Yes, but do you know when tornadoes are most likely to occur?
Yeah. Late in the afternoon and into the evening hours, I know.
By golly, that training pays off. Way to go, Tim. NA2YK.
But if you remember, back about 1980, the worst storm I've ever seen in this area occurred in the morning.
Roger that. Well, they're getting something out in Chelsea now. Some heavy lightning, so we'll see. NA2YK.
KC8HR. Was there another station attempting to get in?
KQIK. Tim, Joe, Pete.
KC8HR.
We got our update, Mar. Tim, I'm gonna quit calling you that.
Call me whatever you want, just give me the update.
Hey, what you call me? Just call me for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right? Looks like they got a half-inch hail out on the west side of I-94, Chelsea-Dexter area. Confirmed.
It looks like we're going to get it anyway. Okay, very good, sir. Yeah, you can call me anytime. As long as it's free, you can call me anytime. Hi. KC8H.
Okay, Tim. Just to let you know. So, these things are popping up, you know. They're really weird, the way it's going through, so might pop up somewhere and then disappear, and then pretty soon it's popped over someplace else. So up and down, the cloud tops are varying, so I'm not sure what the tops are in this, what level they are in this particular cell. NHUYK.
Okie dokie, very good. KC8HR.
Stand by, Tim.
Remains in effect. 12:06 a.m. weather radar detected a line of thunderstorms from Howell, 48 miles west-northwest of the downtown Detroit, south to Pinckney, to Chelsea and Manchester in Washtenaw County, and then to near Adrian, 60 miles west-southwest of downtown Detroit. The strongest of these storms were over the town of Manchester in southwest Washtenaw County. Storms likely producing 1/4 to 1/2 inch size hail and heavy downpours. The line of thunderstorms were moving northeast at 40 miles an hour by 1 a.m. Thunderstorms will extend from near Holly, northwest to downtown Detroit. Near Ann Arbor, then to around Dundee and Tecumseh.
Go ahead, Jay. Send HUYK.
Yes, net control here in 13 November. At the intersections of Haggerty Road and I-94, wind speeds have increased in excess of 31 miles per hour, according to Bill's description there, and some heavy fog has rolled in the last 5 minutes. KBAQXA.
Okay, heavy fog and increase in wind speed, 13 November. Thanks very much, Brian. KC8HR.
What kind of wind speed?
Brian?
Yeah, Bill, when you were talking before about the different branches, I started paying attention to a tree and it was hardly moving. Now I've got the large branches from about halfway up the tree are getting blown around.
Say, about 25 mile an hour wind?
Yeah, it's gusting. It's not constant, but it's gusting to at least that. Then it'll calm down, then it'll gust again and bend the top branches over. Like I said, from about halfway up. Pretty considerable branches. KBAQXA.
Okay, what was the QTH again?
This is Belleville. I-94 and Haggerty Roads, 13 November.
Okay, thank you. NHUYK.
We're starting to get heavy fog down here too, Bill. Middle Belt and Sibley.
Have any lightning or anything? Could he observe anything to the west?
Brian, can you see to the west?
Yeah, occasional lightning, especially to the northwest. It was intense maybe 15 minutes ago, but it was only one strike, and that was all I saw. Now it's it seems further off in the distance to the northwest.
The 3RSU mobile. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Ned. Net control, pick it up.
Yankee. We just came through the border and we just caught the tail end of the net. Can somebody just inform us in which way that system is moving?
Okay, very good, Rennie. It is moving from the west to east, and
It's approaching the Detroit area right now, and it's expected to arrive. It'll probably get to up over to your neighborhood in about half hour, 45 minutes.
Thanks for the input. Does anybody know the severity of this system that's coming this way?
Bill, pick it up. EYK, would you pick up and describe the severity that some of the effects that you've heard from Semico? Okay, Bill must be occupied on the other net, Rennie. We have had reports. I have had relayed reports of lightning and thunder and some hail.
Okay, thanks for the input. I appreciate it tremendously. We'll turn it back to the net. This is V3RSU Mobile. Out.
Thank you, Rennie. This is KC8HR. My name is Tim, and I am Net Control Station for Wayne County Skywarn. The net is now in condition green. We are looking for reports of any type of weather that you may be experiencing at this time.
I don't know if Brian is the net particular, not maybe that too far over, but if he notices anything in his particular area.
Okay, well, Brian is about 20 miles south of there. He's in Belleville.
Here's a report there, I think. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in Huron Township. West Road and West and East Road is portable, and the big gusts of wind just came in.
Copy that, Bill.
Roger that.
Oh. Everything's back to a nil out here. The fog has lifted. There's absolutely no breeze whatsoever at this point, and that's at 14 kilo.
Okay, Fred, thanks very much. It should perk up in a bit there. We've had some reports of gust fronts around, but not in this area either. Thank you, sir. And AQLS?
At 12:56 a.m., gust front arrival, 16 November, Lincoln Park.
Okay, gust front arrival at 12:56. Thank you very much. And a QLS? That was QLS, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. You got it correct. And a QLS.
Thanks. KC8HR. Copy, Bill?
Got an early riser, you know.
I can do that. I don't know how much battery I got left on 220 though, Chris. Okay, well, we'll wing it, I guess. Okie dokie, C8HR. Be back in a few. Any deficits? Thank you, guys. NHU working.
AB8CFD, 13 kilo, 105, lightning in the sky in the northeast. A little bit of thunder, no wind.
Okay, 105 lightning. Thank you very much, sir. KC8HR.
KC8HR from NHU Viking.
Yes, sir.
Okay, things are fizzling out, but it looks like it still wants to go to 3 o'clock. Semico is back into condition green from condition yellow, so maybe when you guys switch around, you probably won't be very long and it'll be done and over.
I hope so, because I'm going to be the key station. I don't know much how much battery I got left on this thing.
No, mainly it'll be mostly listening, you know, unless they have some severe come in and, well, you know how to work it. So shouldn't eat up too much on that. Only transmit when you have to, I guess. But, okay. We'll play by ear. I think it's going to fizzle out. I don't think it's going to go to the 3.
Okay, very good, Bill. Yeah, I will. Unfortunately, I can run on low power because IQX is. I can see. If it weren't for some trees, I'd be able to see the antenna. Thank you, sir. And I am available. I am ready. This is KC8HR, waiting for NAWZT.
Okay, you might take a roll call, see who's left later. You know, Chris gets on. A couple more of the counties are shutting down, so. We'll see what happens here, but we'll stick around, see what's going on. NHUIK. HR from NHUIK.
Yeah, Bill, that material I mentioned on my last transmission, I was listening to Wayne on the machine on IQX. So that's where that came from.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, I'm going to hit the sack, so Chris will be coming along in a minute. He's just wiping some stuff out of the packet, bullet port, so should be a problem. I think it's going to be pretty calm, but I think this whole thing's going to go, but I got to get the sack. 5:30 comes early for me.
Yes, sir, it does. Okay, thanks very much, Bill. Look for you later on. NATYK, KC8HR.
Okay, Tim, thanks for being here. One of the guys we can always count on. 73s, and next time we're at a TWAP or something, I'll buy you a Pepsi Cola. NHUIK.
Okay, it's 2:41. I'm at 12 Quebec. I'm at my residence. I'm in a heavy rain, and the lightning is 12 to 18 seconds apart. It seems like the cell is just a little bit southwest of me in 8RWI.
Oh, noted. Thanks, John. You are now at the home KTH, right? At 12 Quebec?
Yes, I am. I'm in extremely heavy rain. It seems like I have small pea-sized hail. I'll confirm it in a minute. I have small hail, very small, N8RWI.
Okay, John, thank you. Keep your eyes peeled, N8FZT. Ladies and gentlemen, we have in the 12 Quebec area, that's maybe Michigan, where we have a report of heavy rain, intense frequent lightning, about 12 seconds apart, and pea size or smaller hail. Have you got that, Tim?
Roger.